Are you ready? 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 Are you ready for the Year of Shame Challenge?
Hello, beautiful listeners, and welcome to the final show of the Year of Shame Challenge podcast for 2016. I'm Jay Stokes, joined as ever by my triumphant and sexual co-hosts, AD Garlic, Matt Spink, and Neil Jarrett. Good evening, gentlemen and lady.
Triumphant, yes. Sexual, nice.
Does that mean I'm triumphant in sex? Because I like to think of it that way.
Well, if you come first, you always win, so you must be triumphant. Yeah. So there we go. Winning. I think we're all in a very good mood. It could be a very fun show. This, as I mentioned before, is the very last show. We've done our pilot show way back over a year ago now. Mm. We did 12 monthly shows throughout the year of 2016, and then this is the one where we get to gloat and rub each other's cocks a little bit.
Oh yeah, looking forward to it.
Let you all know how happy we are to be back in the land of normal people that can buy games and things. So we're going to do not the same sections as before, because they don't really count. We haven't missed any
screw
games. But we do still have thoughts and feelings. So let's go to Matt first. Tell us some thoughts and feelings on your new triumphant return to life and games.
Thoughts and feelings are that thank God it's over. First thing, I think we'll all have that thought and feeling. I like video games again. They're my friends and keep me feeling warm and fuzzy. It's been a bit weird, actually, it ending. I thought it would kind of go out with a bang, but it felt like it just transitioned over and there wasn't much fanfare or ceremony. Obviously, we all had our group chats and excitement and stuff, but I thought it would feel more different, which it didn't, which is good, because I guess it means it's maybe my mindset's changed a little for gaming, and the urge to buy games and stuff has reduced over the course of the challenge, and it's been nice. And I'm sure later on we'll talk about games we've got and stuff. There've been a few that's been nice to be able to do, and I guess the main one for me is I've really been enjoying being able to play online with people, which I'll get to later as well. That's been a really, really good one for me. So I'm feeling very, very, very pleased to be sitting here doing our wrap-up show with you fine fellows, and all is good with the world again. So happy days.
Nice. Adrian of the Garlic with your plaguey voice.
Oh, God, yeah. Ignore me if I go quiet because I'm having a coughing fit off mic. To be honest, normal service has been resumed, really. I've bought games.
All the fucking games.
I've
bought quite a few games. However, I will, in my defence, I did get a lot of Xbox credit for Christmas. So, to be honest, I haven't spent that much money, because I've spent all my lovely Christmas gifts on games. But I went a bit mad, and I went, fuck, this challenge is over, I can buy games now and I'm not going to get shit for it, so I'm going to go and buy games.
Yeah, boy.
Which is fucking brilliant. Really great. Just to look at that dashboard and go, this game's on offer. Oh, I'm going to buy it. Fuck it. Which is fantastic. So, I had a blast of a year, but yeah, I'm so glad it's finished. That last week and a half, 2 weeks from our last recording to the 1st of January was a long time.
It was a really long time.
But we did it. We got there. And we all messaged each other at midnight with a fucking hell, yeah, it's over. Let's go buy a game.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking pleased it's all over.
What about you, Jace?
I can obviously only echo what you're saying, boys. I like the fact that this newfound freedom is back upon us. I like the fact that we were so resolved, and we'll have a talk shortly about things that have been said and where we've gone, but
I think we have every reason to be massively proud of each other and ourselves for doing what we did the way we did it. We set out at the start to put it back on track and do a strong Year of Shame. And barring a few little things that brought up some consternation and brought up some cries of back doors and stuff, both in jest and potentially, you know, bits of consternation, I think we all did really fucking well. And I think that people were along with us, both listening and joining in the challenge. I think they were part of something special with us. I know it's now 4 years in, getting into the fifth year of doing the Year of Shame as a thing, but to do it so well makes me very proud, and to do it with you boys as well. I think we've grown very close over this time, and that's good. But on the subject of playing games and that, I think I'm quite enjoying it again. I'm quite enjoying it. As AD says, it's that being able to go through the you click on your Xbox, go on the store bit. Oh, what's on offer? Oh, that looks all right. Yeah, it looks all right. Not, oh, that looks all right, but I can't buy it. No, it's, that looks right, but I don't want to buy it. Or that looks right, and I do want to buy it. Click, thank you very much. I shall have this game. Lots of that going on. And being able to then look out for the bargains that are going on as well, being able to do that bargain hunting thing on games. And most importantly, when I get an email into my inbox from fucking one of the various bundle things that are given away, after these 27 games for £1, now I can say, yeah, go on then, I'll have that, I'll fill up my Steam library some more, because it's £1, I don't care.
I'm looking forward to a Humble Bundle, actually. I've not bought one before, and I've seen a few over the course of this challenge that I thought, that is such good value for money.
It's the joy, mate, it is joy. A bundle thing is really good.
Can't wait.
Yeah, so massively happy. I'm drinking gin to celebrate with you boys tonight, so raise a glass with me. AD, pick your Lemsip up. And,
Charles?
Yeah, thank you very much, boys, for dragging me along. Neil, come on, fill us up with some of your lovely sexual thoughts and feelings.
You don't want to get too deep into my sexual thoughts. They're a bit explicit. For radio.
Oh, don't I?
Yeah, well, I'm ecstatic, personally. I think, again, not to kind of copy and echo what you guys have said, but it was such a relief to get to the point where, and I didn't think, looking, and I'm sure we'll talk about this in much more detail later, I didn't think we were going to do as well as we did. And I think that started that kind of dread of anticipation that, am I going to be the one that's going to crack? Am I going to be the one that's going to see a sale item? Am I going to be the one that sees a game suddenly gets like, oh, this is released in 2 weeks. You know, this is coming. And at the kind of euphoria of getting to midnight on January eclipsing into January the 1st, was a feeling I don't think I've ever had before, because and it seems really strange, unless you've actually done this challenge and you've actually kind of taken part, you don't really know how it feels to be unrestricted in one of your hobbies. Like, we all play video games because it's our hobby and it's our joy and it's our passion, and we get different things out of it. You know, meeting it with friends, playing stories, entertainment, taking away from our shit jobs and all those kind of things. But it's one of
smashing leaderboards.
Exactly, yes! And we all play video games for different reasons. But having that freedom of choice taken away from you or restricted, it's really fucking difficult. And when it got to January the 1st, I could have done a Rocky Balboa and just gone on top of a mountain and just gone, Drago, but not Drago, it would have been Hiroshima or something ridiculous, because I actually, it felt absolutely amazing. And I think Jace is quite true. I think the fact that we've done this together successfully, when we all poked fun at each other at the very beginning, that we all thought we had our 1, 2, 3, 4 of who was going to fail first, second and third, and we didn't, and we stayed strong, and we brought some people along with us, and we teased the guys that are doing it next year with us and made them kind of, you know, feel that they could do it as well. It's an awesome, awesome feeling. So me, personally, fantastic. You know what the feeling I got now, and probably you guys have got the same, maybe not AD because he has bought all the games, is like, what games do you buy? Like I'm a little bit scared of like right,
all so, of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's kind of tweak that straight from where you are to I want to capture what we did on that January the 1st. So I'll kick you off. So January 1st ticked around. I was up and about, obviously. I had the boy down, so I couldn't go and play stuff straight away at fucking midnight because the boy wanted to watch the fireworks on the telly. By God, did those fireworks go on for a long fucking time.
Oh, they're like 10, yeah. 15 minutes
it's,
worth,
and I'm like,
I?
I've got fucking Titanfall fucking sat there. I'm like, fucking Titanfall's there, ready to go. I'm on my phone, fucking purchase, install, fucking get it on. And I'm like, right, here we fucking go. 1 minute past midnight, I'm like, is the boy going to go to bed yet? No, he's watching the fucking fireworks. And he's still watching the fireworks. I've got my controller fucking charged. I've got it fucking powered on there. The Xbox is on, waiting. It's sat at the home screen. All I need to do is fucking press one button on the remote and I'm in the fucking game. And, I'm like, fuck me, look at the time, these fucking fireworks are going on. Have we not seen enough fireworks now? It was about 20 past midnight, I think I got the boy to go to bed. And he's like, oh, can I stay up? I'm like, no, it's fucking tomorrow, it's next year, get to bed, shut up. So I got him to bed, and then I came in. And yeah, 20 past midnight was the first time I fucking managed to get my Xbox on, turned it on, Xbox got a Titanfall 2. Oh, and it came up. And you know, you watch that intro video on the first time you play a new game, you watch the intro video, don't you?
Yeah.
You always watch the intro FMV. That's the fucking religious experience. I did that. I think I only managed to play the first level before I was fucking dying on my ass because I was knackered. But, yeah, it took me to like 20 past. And then, so what else did I get? January the 1st, I didn't buy anything else that night. I was obviously too busy playing the first bit of the campaign of Titanfall. Woke up the next day, I think there was... what did I buy? The boy had already bought Rocket League with his Christmas money, so I didn't need to buy that. That was fucking joyful. So I was playing that. Somebody on the Midlife Gamer Facebook page was selling a copy of FIFA. So I bought that at a bargain price of £20. So I saved myself lots of money there. And then a couple of days later, AD pointed me to the deal that was on Amazon for Forza Horizon 3 Deluxe or VIP Edition. £80 worth, going for £30. So,
boom.
Yeah, I did pretty well. So all the games I did buy, I got at bargain prices, and I now have 4 shiny games, and I'm happy. That's enough for me for now.
Yeah, that sounds
Neil,
excellent.
You didn't go mad, Neil?
No. It was a strange one for me. When I got to midnight, and I was like, right, I'm going there, I'm getting there, I'm doing the same thing. But rather than getting my child to bed, I was trying to get my missus to go to bed, which usually isn't a problem because normally she's fast asleep by 9:30 usually anyway when she had a couple of tequilas, and I came up about 12:20, 12:30, and I sat there and I looked, and I had that overwhelming feeling of like I have no idea what to play. I was lucky enough to what the missus had done, and I messaged you guys about it, and she'd saved some... I didn't get a lot for Christmas off the missus. We normally set a bit of a budget. And I always blow it. I always go a couple hundred pounds over. And I didn't get that much from her this year. Well, turns out she'd saved some behind because she's amazing like that. She'd bought me a Xbox Elite controller, which is a sexiest piece of kit I think I've ever seen. And I'm really dubious, really dubious about it, but actually it's really nice. And she'd bought me Skyrim as Remastered Edition, Jace. And she'd also bought me Uncharted 4 as well. But then she also gave me a present from her brother, who also owns a PlayStation 4, who bought me Battlefield 4 for Christmas, but didn't give it me Christmas Day because he didn't want to tempt me too much. So
are you
I got
sure you mean Battlefield 4?
I mean, oh, sorry,
Battlefield 1. He gave you a 4-year-old game.
Woohoo! Yeah, thank you very much! No, he bought me, it's a year or four, guys. I've got it constantly on my brain. No, he bought me Battlefield 1, but he didn't want to, like, tease me or tempt me, kind of thing, because he knew what I was going through. So, I had that. So I had a couple of gifts, like New Year's Day gifts, as it were. And also, turns out, Boomerang Games, I started my subscription with them, and kind of, I've been cheekily kind of plotting what my top 5 were for the last couple of weeks of December. They sent me on January the 2nd or 3rd, wherever it was, the next postal day, I got Mafia 3 and Watch Dogs 2 from them. So, and I'm not, I've only played a little bit of Mafia 3, so I've got this cascade of games, and I don't know what to do first. I'm stuck. I've got, it's like I've got both my fucking thumbs up my arse. I don't know what to do.
The problem I've got at the moment is I've got those four games that I mentioned. I've only got one telly and one set of fucking hands.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, I've got the other games that you guys sent me as well. I've got Just Cause sitting there waiting. I've got No Man's Sky I want to play more of. I've got AD sent me The Last of Us. I've got all these other games sitting there that I want to play. So I've only got one telly, one set of fucking hands. I can't do it all, man. AD, let's leave AD for a minute because AD will be fucking the icing on the cake. Matt, tell us about your last couple of minutes and your first purchase and all that stuff. What's going on?
Well, I think even more frustrating one than you, Jace, because not only did we have to watch the fireworks, we also ended up watching the entirety of the Robbie Williams concert.
Oh, get fucked.
Fuck that noise.
Yeah,
who did that to you? Who did that? Who made you do that?
Well, the wife and the boy were both up, and we all sat there together as a family, and it was a bit of an emotional New Year tick over anyway. So we all just kind of sat there and watched that. And that went until like 1 o'clock.
Which is far better than games. We all know this.
Well, this is the thing. And my memory is not very good at the best times, but I don't think I actually played any games on New Year's night. I think by the time that had all happened and got the boy to bed, it was like 1:30. And I think I went to bed.
That's when you usually start playing games. What's wrong with you?
Well, yeah, we can get to New Year's resolutions later. But yeah, I think I didn't play anything the first night. And then, obviously, so I got, what I did do was buy Battlefield 1 and get that bad boy downloading. So it was ready for me. So I wasn't totally out of the gaming picture. So Battlefield 1 downloaded, job done. Nice. I got Uncharted 4 for Christmas.
Woo!
I also got Diablo 3. From the missus, because she wanted a game we could play together, which is cool. And I got Overcooked, I bought as well, for playing with the three of us while we still had time off. And then, so New Year's Day, before we had to go out and do family stuff, we sat down and we played Overcooked for about 4 hours.
4 hours?
Yep. Went through happy marriage, divorce, split up family, social services.
Is this in game or in real life? I don't.
In real life, it's
okay.
I don't know if any of you guys have played it, but it's it gets incredibly tense and it gets quite stressful. And I'm not the best under pressure anyway.
You fucking big drama queen, I can imagine.
I know.
Yeah,
and
can you imagine him? He'd be actually panicking, like proper sweating and stuff. Like, oh, guys, take it easy.
Honestly, my son's 10. We swear around him and stuff anyway, but I'm sat there going, for fuck's sake, just wash the dishes. Go wash the dishes. And he's getting angry because we're losing. But it was all good fun. When you do one of those difficult levels, it's brilliant. You'll high five. It's such a good family game. Recommend it to anyone, friends around, kids, whatever. It's really easy to pick up, really hectic, charming little game. So, I reckon we played 20 hours of that over that first week as a family.
Wow,
so,
that's a lot.
Yeah, yeah. So that was brilliant. Had a Uncharted 4, probably done 4 or 5 hours of that.
How many acts are you in? Because there's normally like 30 acts in an Uncharted.
Yeah,
game,
I think we're on 6 or 7. Just got to Scotland.
I've not played it, mate, so I don't know what you mean.
Okay, so I won't say
too much.
Don't spoil
it.
I won't spoil it. But I've just got Scotland. But the thing with games like that, it was the same Tomb Raider, same with Grand Theft Auto 5 for some reason, but the missus likes to just watch, because Uncharted 4 is a bit like sort of Indiana Jones kind of movie, you know, drawn out and it's a game, but it's still kind of got that Indiana Jones vibe. So she likes to just sit and watch me play and point stuff out. So me and her have been playing that. Been brilliant. Main one, Battlefield 1. Mr. Jarrett, you know that.
Yes.
It's been so good to get online with people again. I've missed it so much.
So weird not talking to people and playing the same game at the same time. It's fucking weird.
It was just been brilliant, and we've had some nights where there's been 10, 15 people from the community on. You've been a regular, Neil, obviously, Dougie too, and it's such a good game. Such a good game.
You were pretty worried at one point that people wouldn't still be playing this when you got around to it.
I was.
Yeah.
I was, and it seems it's very popular. Just because it's... When it all goes off, it's brilliant. So, all of that, and that's pretty much me, really, and I haven't gone mad with any other games, so...
Nice.
I'm happy.
Right then, let's hear the bounties of Mr. Fucking Garlikes. Fucking, right. He's like Scrooge McDuck swimming around in fucking games,
so,
isn't he?
Before I start getting too abused, I did pretty much get around about £100 worth of Xbox credit for Christmas, so... Yeah, that is a little bit of...
You're not going to get abuse for buying games after January, dude. You're fine. Right. You can
abuse
spend as much as you want.
What the fuck you want? Nobody cares.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Let's go through these then. So I bought Hitman Season 1, which was obviously the first...
That's £1 into the till?
So, just on that, we actually stayed at my in-laws for New Year's Eve. And I was expecting normally I was a family that 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, you get up, have a bit of breakfast, pack up and leave. And I was kind of thinking, I'll be home by about 10 o'clock. Well, 11 o'clock, we all still sat there. And my wife and my stepdaughter decided to go for a 5K walk. And I'm sitting there thinking, I just want to go home and play Hitman. And it got to the stage, I didn't get home until probably 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So that was a complete waste of half a day for me. However, 5 minutes after I got home, a cup of tea in my hand, lit the fire, and I was playing Hitman. And I'm not disappointed by that game at all. I'll just say that. I then also picked up, and again, no surprises with some of these, Firewatch, Inside, Oxenfree. I got Gears of War 4 for Christmas. And then stuff that was on sale on the Xbox dashboard. I got The Witness. I got a couple of the Telltale games, so the Batman and the Walking Dead. And I also picked up Overcooked, much for the reason as Matt said. And then that was kind of day one.
Should have just said what games didn't you buy?
List. What the fuck?
However, I am gonna, stuff that was on sale. There was quite a few things I never looked at, and I thought, no, I'm not gonna pick these up. So I did look at Watch Dogs 2 and nearly picked that up. I thought, no, do you know what? I'm gonna, and I'll get onto my plan later of how I'm gonna manage these games. I already finished a couple of them, which is great. But then last week. I did also pick up Forza Horizon 3, but that was just on the deal that was on Amazon. There was a one the day before I nearly... Do you know what? This is new me. This is what new me did that old me wouldn't have done. The day before, Argos had a deal on Forza Horizon 3, but it was, I think it was £25 for the standard edition. You pay another 10 and you get a copy of The Division. And old me would have done that, because do you know what? Division for a 10, that's quite cheap. But I thought, no, I don't want The Division. I've got no intention of playing it. So fuck it, I'm not going to pick that one up. So that's probably what this challenge has done, is that I didn't do something silly like that. And then, obviously, because there was so much fun being had on Battlefield 1, I picked that up as well. But just to kind of agree with what someone said earlier, I don't think I've paid full price for any one of these games. So
awesome.
I've still got some credit left. I've probably only... Well, the only two I've bought with cold, hard cash is Forza Horizon 3 and Battlefield 1, which was around about £50, £55. So, do you know what? It's not too bad. I'll take all the abuse. I think
boy
I'm
done
right.
Good, mate. Like I said, there would have been no abuse, mate. There's fucking no point. You've had your time of abuse. We've had 12 months of fucking abusing ourselves and being abused by everyone else. So, yeah.
And do you know what? I've already finished Firewatch. That's completely done. I'm very close to finishing Inside. And I also finished a game that was on last year's list, just to get it off the list, which was Tomb Raider Remastered. So I've already been playing stuff that's already on my list as well. I'm just going to have a coughing fit, bye.
Crack on, mate. You get that fucking plague. You did pretty well, though, without fucking plaguing it up.
I'm trying to... So, Aidy, which is your favourite game you've been playing of late?
Hitman.
But how much do you actually like that game?
How much do I actually like Hitman?
Yeah. So
it's fucking amazing.
All right, can we stop now, Neil?
Oh,
can we
sorry.
Stop now? I'm
sorry,
that game.
Okay.
I know what you're doing.
I know
what you're doing.
I've got a bit of a kind of rolling bet that AD would spunk the word Hitman 1,000 times in this podcast. And for every time he did, he would buy me, Jason, Matt a drink at Eurogamer. So I was just basically trying to get as pissed at Eurogamer guys. Help, you know, shoot the messenger.
Tell you what, Neil. The game that begins with H is glorious.
You cheating fuck. Right, let's move on.
I think everyone needs to be buying us beers at fucking Eurogamer.
That's very true.
12 months of entertainment we've given these wanks. Anyway, let's move on. I don't know what we're moving on to because I'm freestyling the fuck out of this. Let me think what we're doing. We have got questions. Shall we move on to the questions? Because we can probably extrapolate on some of them.
Let's get the questions, yeah. We can probably get about three quarters of our release focus.
So I do have the Facebook page up, and we're going to rattle through these questions then. And thank you to everybody who did put the questions in. You know, we love it, and it gives us lots of good content, especially when I've got nothing to talk about. So the first of these is Mr. Derek McRoberts. He sounds like the kind of mug who would be doing Euro Shame Challenge this year. Anyway, he says, has the Yoz Challenge made you rethink how you consume games, or did you just say, fuck it, and spend a load once you were guilt-free to do so? We kind of touched on that just about there, but... yeah, it does make you think about it, no doubt about it. It makes you think about only buying games on sales. It only makes you think about only buying the games that really mean something to you, not just spunking loads of cash on everything because the hype train has got to you. Are you all in agreement, lads? Anything else?
Yeah, it's kind of almost like going like gaming cold turkey. You're forced not to do something, and when you literally have a restriction to say you can't do this, or no, not like it's not like going on a diet and saying like don't eat as much bread, and don't drink beer. It's like that's optional. You're always sneaking a bit of garlic bread whenever you can do, but like actually being on a challenge where people what well, it's actually true. I've got
everyone knows this
bread. I got had a bit of garlic bread in my dinner today. Talking from personal experience here. But having these restrictions on you, it is really difficult.
And it's like having a chastity belt on. It's like you haven't got a choice. Somebody else has locked this chastity belt onto your gaming cock.
And
you can't release it for 12 months. But when it's released, your fucking member is free to the world. And
it's shining.
It's in the hole of whichever fucking DVD games you can find.
It's like when they take the chastity belt off, it's like the suitcase from Pulp Fiction. It's just like, just this golden light comes out of it and everybody's just staring at it like, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's it, bitches.
I remember that penis.
Yeah, exactly. I remember what that looks like. I think my gaming habit has changed. It has made me realise that there is a lot of games out there that I don't need to buy. There's a lot of games out there that I can wait 2 months and they'll be cheaper. And also there's a lot of games out there that I can put on a rental list. And even though that rental fee might be $10.99 or whatever, and that might accumulate to whatever per year, if you can get 6 games out of it, 8 games out of it that you would have spent 45 quid on, 50 quid on, and actually you send it back after a week, that is not 40 pounds in the bank. Yes, it is. So yeah, no, I've learnt a fuck ton from this, and I'm grateful for it. Definitely. What about you, Spink?
Echo what you said. Obviously, I haven't gone mad in the buying steaks over Christmas, you know, and everything I bought was with credit I got for Christmas. So I've got, I started a new pile of shame list for myself.
What? You're not on it anymore? What?
It's my own little unofficial one. I just made a list of any games left over from last year and any I've bought. I've got 11 games on there. For new and old purposes and a couple of PS Plus stuff. And it's really useful, actually, because I'm looking at it now and I'm thinking there's loads of hours of gaming there. And just today there was something came up on Steam that's on my wish list and it was half price. I thought, that is a bargain. But then I thought, well, that's going to be a 12th game to my list. That's going to be a game I'm not going to play for months. It will go in the sale again. Things always do. So I didn't buy it. And that's happened a couple of times with the January sales that are going on.
Is it same amount, 1,000 hours of gameplay that your Joker should have offered you as well, Matt?
Yeah, I know. Fuck all that shit. But yeah, that's other lessons.
Let us not speak of such things.
No, that's other lessons learned. But I've definitely... I'm looking at what I've got to play. I'm looking at how many hours I've got to play. And I'm not going to buy anything else till I've ticked a couple of things off this list. it was really working for me. Really, really pleased. Very happy with it. So, yeah, big change. Big change.
Nice.
AD?
I've pretty much done the same thing as what Matt's just done. So, although I've
made another
mad,
fucking spreadsheet like a plumb.
I have. Yeah,
well, grew a vagina like Matt. What?
I am going to limit myself to having 10 games on that list.
You fucking and bought if... 20 fucking last week?
No. I bought 10 last week.
Fuck off.
So, I am, and I'm not gonna buy new ones until I'm at least down to 9 on that list.
Visiting the store 10 times doesn't mean it's 10 games. You went to the store 10 times and bought 25 games each time. Bollocks.
No, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. Because otherwise, old lady would be back in 3 months. So, no, I'm not going back to that. And old lady would have bought Watch Dogs 3. He would have bought Division because they were cheap. And new AD didn't. So, yeah, I'm here to stay.
Rejoice for the new AD. He's a new man. Cool. So, yeah. Right then. This next question isn't really for me, so I'm going to offer it out to anybody who wants it. Craig Dullahan, Dougie says, did any of you actually finish more games than you normally would have? Also, would you put your... No, oh, no, we'll come to that in a minute.
Okay, there's, oh, God. There's a second
Let's
question.
Do the first question. So, has anybody actually finished more games than we normally would?
100%.
I didn't.
100%, yeah. I got through about 20-odd games last year. Way more than I normally would. So, yeah, it's good for that too. And I think Coughing Man over there will agree. What about you, Neil, while AD coughs his lungs up?
I think so, yeah. It's difficult for me because I kid myself that I play and complete more games than I probably actually do, which is, you know, actually cataloguing them and going down and grading them 1 to 5 is helped me a bit more anal about it, I suppose. But I completed my fair share last year. And looking over at my pile of games now, I probably did complete more than I would normally. I think normally I would just jump on from one bagwagon to the next. So yeah, it'd be good. What about you, Aid?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I've on the last count up I did of last year's spreadsheet, I'd finished 24 games, which is what I'd set out to do right at the start of the year. I definitely wouldn't have completed and finished 24 games had I not been on this challenge. Definitely not.
No. And,
I don't complete games. No. I don't complete games. I never do. Although, I have completed Title 4 2 campaign because it's the most glorious thing in the world. Anyway.
All right. You two can't speak to each other because I wanted to play that. I want to play that, so don't spoil it for me.
That bit with that thing is great, isn't it?
That bit, I'm sure it is.
When that thing happens. Oh. Mm. Anyway, Dougie's got a secondary question. He's not what he's like. He's a bit special. Also, would you put your knob through a glory hole to get sucked off, not knowing the gender of the person on the other side?
I've thought about this question.
long and hard.
Long and hard. He won't be able to answer, obviously, but maybe you guys can caveat it. Afterwards...
Is Matt going to say, what's a glory hole?
No.
Yeah.
After
Google.
After you've finished in said glory hole... Do you have to see who was on the other side, or can you walk away never knowing?
Ooh.
No, this is the point of a glory hole. You don't know.
Then
you never
know. I don't care.
There's an orifice on the other side.
Then it's fine, because you'll never know.
Yeah, but what if it's a goat?
But if you put it in there, right, and you feel a luxurious beard like fucking Neil's against your balls, you've committed the act of putting your cock in there, and then... You felt that beard on your balls.
Then the question
what
is,
when
you've gone that far, do you stay or do you go?
I think this is
do
part
you
of the
stay
basis
or do you go now?
Really. I think I'll put it in. You've got to take risks in life.
Try everything at least once, eh, Spink?
Yeah. I think if you've got into a position where you're approaching a glory hole,
yeah,
and this is the decision time you're making, then you've passed the point, really, haven't you? You may as well just fucking crack on, get a bit of beard around your fucking sack.
I think you're right. I think if you're brave enough to even kind of approach it, then if the drugs start to wear off by the time you start to approach it and you start thinking these questions, like actually, is that going to be a bird or bloke? Then, which is a game that I play with my missus around Sheffield, by the way, because there's some really odd people in Sheffield.
Right, there are some glory holes in Sheffield. I know.
No, but bird or bloke. So when you're walking around and you're not quite sure the gender of somebody, you just whisper to your missus or wherever, you go, BRB. and they have to tell you whether they think he's a bird or a bloke. But no, if you get to...
The Game of Bob is good. I've played the Game of Bob many times.
Yeah. I think that if you're brave enough to get up there and do it in the first place, it won't make a difference if it was a goat, a fucking lizard, whatever. When you're going to put your... If you're putting your cock into that kind of, like, danger zone...
lizard.
Yeah. If you're putting your cock into a danger zone, like, you don't care what...
Did you say happens. A lizard or a wizard? Yeah, I'm fucking all up in that shit.
Either or.
A wizard
sleeve.
You're
a wizard, Harry!
A wizard sleeve. Then you're putting your penis into a danger area. You're not going to give a shit what comes, you know, what's going to happen to it, really, are you? As long as it doesn't hurt.
Could be a fucking mousetrap on the other side. Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It could be Dougie the other side.
Well.
Is this what Dougie's trying to set up?
I think he's trying to set this up for the Ibis budget next year.
Have you seen those shower doors in the Ibis budget? Yeah. They look surprisingly
They already actually
light.
Got the hole in.
Yeah.
To be honest, if it's a glory hole, I'd rather Dougie was taking than giving, to be honest.
Yeah.
Nobody needs that shit.
Actually, I've slept in the same room with him. I'm not going to say I've slept with him. I've slept in the same room with him for probably 6 years in a row now. You probably don't want that, to be honest.
No, not
Come
at
on
all.
Come on then, next question.
No. Let's move on. Cheers, Dougie, you fucking weirdo. Right, Matthew Holler's been on and he said, are you willing to give out PSN names, Xbox Live tags for people to send requests, or would you be interested in receiving IDs from others? So I don't think any of us got anything to hide, so I'm going to rattle off my names for people if they want to add me for any particular reason and play some games. On Xbox Live, you can find me Jason Space Stokes, or on the PSN, you can find me Jason Stokes without a space. Neil?
Yep, same with me, but not Jay Stokes, obviously. It's on Xbox, it is Baron Von Pleb with spaces in between. And on PSN, it's Baron Von Pleb without spaces. Spinkers? Mm.
I am only on PSN, and it is EggDaddy06, no spaces. I think on Steam, it's either the same or it hasn't got the 06 on the end. Either way, there aren't that many Egg Daddies. Apparently, six of them.
Well, so we've got to ask the question: is it 06 because you were born in 2006 or the 1906? Why would you choose six?
I wanted without a number, but some fucker had already.
Did you go through 01, 02, 03 all the way to 06?
I didn't. No, I
Yeah, but you fucking
you did.
Zero six is the year my son was born.
Oh,
that's my soppy
all
little
right.
one.
Okay, you've made me and Jace look like knobs. How about you in an AD?
As always.
I'm ADNG on everything, so ADYEMGEE, and that's across anything and everything.
I think definitely if you take all those names down, we are desperate to play with people. We've had a year of being in solitude, and please send us invites. I'd fucking love to play with people.
Make it happen, people. All right, and send us some requests and let's move on. Next question, Alan Cook's been on. How long did you last before you made your first purchase, and how much have you blown since the challenge ended? I think we've covered that off already.
Yeah.
We've all blown our loads and loved it very much.
Especially AD with his massive sack full.
AD's blown all the loads. Talking of blowing loads, Richard Ford has been on again.
Yeah.
the little shit. And he's said he's really enjoyed the podcast, even if Jay Stokes has been on it.
Oh.
Well, that's nice of you to say.
That's quite mean, actually.
He's got a big love for me, Rich, isn't he? Have you ever done anything that has tested your resolve more than the last 12 months? And if so, what is it?
Oh, God.
That time you were in a Turkish prison you don't have to talk about, Neil.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank God. Cheers, Jace. Thanks very much.
I got married when I was 21, and that lasted less than a year of Shem Challenge. So that's probably... that probably tested my resolve a lot more.
Love it.
I didn't know that.
I was going to leave the fact that the of marriage out of this and go, yeah, I put up with that fucker for 10 years.
Man,
I've done many things, but I don't think that anything has been continuously testing my resolve for that long.
No.
I've done months and months of horrible things before, but I think it's quite a self-affirming thing to restrict yourself and stick to your guns for that amount of time. What about you, Matt? Obviously, things are going on, but it's a hard been a hard year for many reasons last year for you, but that must have made it particularly difficult restricting yourself.
Yeah, it was a challenging one. I've never done anything. I think because the unique thing with the challenge is the duration. It is a year at the end of the day. That's a long time. And most challenges you tend to do in life don't tend to last anywhere near that long. I'd say that the one thing I found more mentally testing only lasted 2 hours, and that was cycling up a mountain in France. And that was very, very difficult, but that was compressed into a very short space of time. But I would say that tested my resolve more than anything I've ever done. But duration-wise, no, nothing close to this. This is unique and fun and horrible. And over to you, Neil.
I think, on a similar vein to you, I don't think I've ever tried to make myself... I've never self-flagellated as much as this before. I've never really kind of punished myself in public before like this. But the only kind of like the mental kind of challenge of it all is that I did it a long time ago and I'll never do it again because I almost died. I actually did the Three Peaks Challenge, the Ben Nevis, Snowdon, Scarfell Pike in 24 hours. And that had the same kind of questions while you were doing it. Like, why am I doing this? You're doing it for the good reasons, Neil. But what are the good reasons? And that's you constantly kind of challenging yourself and reaffirming yourself and why you're doing it. And at the end, I probably felt just as sick at the end as I did towards the end of the of this challenge, to be honest with you. But yeah, no, this, you know, it's surprisingly hard when you take this challenge seriously. It's surprisingly difficult to do. But what has made this as easy as pie in comparison is as I've done it with these guys. Because if I didn't done it with these, if I'd done it on my own, if I'd been a contender and not had the support mechanism of these guys, I would have failed, April, May.
January 4th.
Yeah, exactly. I would have gone like, you know, screw it, whatever. Nobody can tell me what to do. I'm a free spirit. And I would have failed. So, yeah, no, good question, Mitch. It's a pity the JC hates your guts.
See, I look at fucking challenge. I always like to challenge myself to all sorts of things. And, you know, I'll fucking cycle ridiculous miles and I'll run fucking ridiculous races and stuff like that. And obviously, harking back to my army career, I did ridiculous things there, you know. But those sort of challenges, as Matt said, they don't last for very long. You know, even when you go away on a 6-month tour, it's hard work. But it's your job, and it only lasts for 6 months. But to do something for this protracted period of time, and to take the flack that people like Ollie in that give us throughout the year as well, and other people, yes, you, Richard, you count too. It's a different one, but it's nice. I like it. You've got to challenge yourself, innit? You don't progress without challenging yourself.
I think you're right. I think that's something that I don't do enough of, and I think that's what the challenges helped me realise really quickly. Is that actually I coast through life, and I don't really challenge myself enough. And I think that this challenge, not only in a gaming sense and in a financial sense, this has actually taught me that I need to book up my actual ideas and start actually challenging myself and directing myself in different ways. So it's expanded beyond the kind of gaming hobby reality for me. So yeah, it's nice. Good.
Let's make ourselves better people.
Yeah.
Sweet. Right then. Here we go. Ben's been on next. Backdoor Ben, after his beautiful DLC thing.
Yeah.
Achievement
and trophies.
After his beautiful achievement thing and stuff that he did for us last month, which was wonderful, he said, "Do you want some DLC/bonus content trophies to ensure you win?" I don't think we need that, Ben, because we've won. We already won a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So what's he saying?
Stick your DLC and bonus content up your ass.
I don't know whether he's saying it to me because I posed the question on the group. Like, so I won because I was obviously a little bit upset that I didn't win the actual trophy challenge, achievement challenge. So maybe he's directing it to me. But if you are directed to me, Ben, then yes, send them to me because I would like to think that I would win. Anyway,
I didn't read all the rest of the question. Right then, another of the new contenders has been on. Let's see what Mr. Linton's got to say.
Oh, Samuel.
Matt, Neil and Adrian, Oh, all right. Fucking ignore me, my fucking chopped liver. Do you think you will ever build up a pile again and get yourselves into a position that requires another challenge?
I think he left you out there because you've done it twice, Jay, so maybe...
And I do it wrong every time.
Yeah, you don't play games.
my pile remains the same throughout.
I think we've covered that, though, probably, in how it's changed our buying habits.
Yeah.
I can't see me going back.
If you found yourself back in that position where you'd slip back into old habits, you got another pile, let's say, would you think about doing it again?
No, because I think lesson learned for me. I think because I didn't know what it was like not to be in this position for the last 12 months, I think that I will reflect and go, right, no, give your head a shake, you stupid bastard. You don't need to do this, you don't need to do that, you don't need to do the other. You need to get yourself, you know, you need to stop doing this. And this is, it's a lesson learnt, isn't it? You know?
It's kind of like being, not that I've been one, but I was watching The Sopranos the other night.
You've definitely been a gangster.
Being an addict. And
with a name like that, you've definitely been a fucking gangster.
No. Like being an addict, I imagine that if you're an addict and you have a year of going clean and you found yourself slipping, you've got fresh in your mind what it's like to be clean, to be doing things right. And I think I can't see it slipping from the memory enough that I would slip totally back into that. I've got to have it, I've got to have it, I've got to have it. Aidy, on the other hand, I can see that happening. But I think me and Neil and Jace were probably all right.
No, definitely not going to happen with me. I've set my rule. I've set my rule for my buying habits moving forward. 10 games on my pile. And anything over and above that. Like, so, for example, I finished up playing both Uncharted 2 and Uncharted 3 before the new year. And I really loved them. And I straight away thought, well, I can get 4. There's no point getting 4. Because I've got all these other things I've just bought that I want to play first. When it comes to the time when that list is below 10, I have to ask the question, do I really want to buy it? Because they're good games, but they are 10, 15 hours worth and then that's it. So no, I'll be renting it. So I'll never go back to old me, where I'll just buy everything just for the sake of buying it. Uncharted 4 is £20, I'll buy it. You get your time out of it, and then it sits on a pile somewhere. So no, definitely not going to go back to it. But we'll see. But I think the question was, would I go back and do another year of Shane? Yeah, I would. Definitely.
You mad?
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
How soon does the pain subside?
There's absolutely no way that I'm doing this again.
He's had too much cough syrup.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you've been mixing that cough syrup.
He's high on Lemsip. Don't listen to any words he says.
He's been mixing crack and cough syrup again.
I'm on the Lemsip and the Lockets together. That's the problem.
Boom! Combo!
Bad man. Right, Adamski's been on. Aww. And he says, just what did you do with all the money you saved?
Good question.
What did you do?
You
can't just show it as in the picture, Matt.
Just showing you guys to give you the heads up rather than sticking my hand up.
Good.
I bought my first bit of vaping hardware since July last year. Treated myself to a new little modern little tank, and I'm enjoying it very much. And I wouldn't have been able to do that without the guilt-free, unless I had not spent a shit ton on games. So, yeah, all good. That's what I've done.
Adrianos, have you bought a yacht with the money you saved not buying games?
Yeah, exactly. A villa in Spain.
No, to be honest, I don't think I've used it on anything. I just think I've probably got a bit more money in the bank now than I usually do, which will soon go with buying games.
Yeah. I think for me, it's been, I've moved from one massive purchase to the next big purchase. So I've not had any spare money for the last 4 years. So for me, I think it's a strange one because a lot more money's gone into savings for me. So I've not had it spare, as in like I can spend it on myself, clothes, you know, music, that kind of, you know, thing, or going out drinking. So I've gone from like if you remember back at the beginning of the challenge, I just bought a house. I was like 2 months into actually kind of like completed in like March time. And since then, I'm getting married this year. So all my money is going into into expenditures that I've got, I'm not even enjoying yet properly. So it's a difficult question. It's a good question because I've definitely saved loads of money because I'm not, has any of you guys actually done a chart of what you would have bought and how much that would have cost you?
Effort.
Yeah, I did one. I think I saved, because I wasn't ever a prolific game buyer, just in relation to my gaming time. I think I saved about 200 quid, which is, you know, 200 quid. It's all good.
Yeah, but if you saved 200 quid, how much did your vaping kit cost you, Matthew? And be honest, don't lie, because I can see your shifty eyes going already.
You don't. Well, it's on my chart. I think I spent 175 quid on vaping stuff. 25 quid. Quit it.
Yeah. Woo! So, no. I've definitely saved loads of money, and I think we've all learned a lesson. Next question.
I haven't... Don't worry about my answer. I haven't actually saved any money. I've just got less minuses in my bank account.
Exactly. You've got no money. We've seen you getting thinner and thinner and thinner on screen. And to like
that's not really just for being poor. That's for being doing exercise and shit, Neil. Yeah, people do this.
That's living on bread and water, that is. Gruel.
Yeah. Right, Dave Southall's been on. And he said, which point was the hardest to get through of the year? Right. I'm gonna read the rest of his message before we answer. He says he's attempting to go as long as he can. And he has a shameful par, which is more than enough to last him. So he's got to, he's going to try it out this year, by the looks of it.
Good luck.
The sheer wall he's looking up at for the start of the year with Switch and stuff is somewhat daunting. Was the beginning harder or easier? Same for Summer Release Madness and near the end of the challenge. What was the hardest then? I think we did cover a couple of times when sales were coming on, like fucking CAC Friday and all that.
I think we all said November was bad, wasn't it?
But that last fucking 2 weeks.
Yeah.
When the fucking Christmas sales were on both platforms, everything was sale this, fucking bargain this, new game, the other.
Yep.
And we were so close to the end that we wanted to fucking sort it out. It was just, that was just fucking horrible for me. I'd suggest sure you guys agree.
I think if he's going to do it, if I understand the if you're going to do it, don't have it end near Christmas. That's my future advice to anybody, apart from the people that are doing Year of Shame 5 because they've started, is don't have it end near Christmas because it's fucking horrible. For me, the worst part was, it's kind of like a double ender who were misses. It was E3, knowing what's coming and getting excited about games again and feeling like, oh God, this is what I can expect it to. And then Christmas, and not being able to buy what was told to me that I could buy, and how good this is going to be, and how this is going to change my life. So for me, it was a E3 Christmas worst bits ever. Ignore them. Don't, if you're going to do it, ignore E3. Don't pay any attention. And Christmas, go to bloody the South Pole rather than the North one. Get out of the way.
Well, in case you bump into Santa or his
games. Time, exactly. Put your fucking telly, and that's about it. Cool. And also Dave wanted to add another little thing. He just said, thanks for a great year of podcasts and entertainment. You guys were great.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening, Dave.
We're all doing that heart thing with our fingers. No, we're not. Neil Jarrett said, will Neil be drunk or drinking or sober on the last recording? Over to you, Neil.
Neil's had a bottle and a half of red wine since recording started, so Neil's doing all
not
right.
Bad.
Neil's probably dehydrated.
8 minutes. What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. Neil's probably too dehydrated, and his eyes are getting a bit dry, and I can't look left and right. But I'm doing okay.
Nice. Another familiar name's been on here. AD Garlick's been on, and he said, "If three of the four wonderful, sexy, and talented hosts, they must be the ones from last year." Which is sign on for Year of Shame Challenge, exactly. Year of 7, would that convince the fourth person to also join in? Now, depending on who was that fourth person. Right, if Matt, you were that fourth person and the three of us were already going to do it, would you join us?
Yeah, I would, I think. If it's Year of 7, so a few years have gone by, get year a bit nostalgic. Yeah, Year of 7, then, I probably would jump in Year of 7 if you three were doing it. It's been fun. I've enjoyed it.
Neil, if the three of us were on there, would you jump in?
If you asked me, like, if I knew you were doing it, but you'd not made any connection with me. You'd not said, no, Neil, you bothered. If you, but I wouldn't. But if you said, Neil, we're getting the band back together. It's like Bruce Brothers. Do you know what I mean? It's like we played
fucking Rawhide to you and that, and then just fucking. It's like driving through the shopping centre, driving exactly. through the fucking Meadow Hall to come and get you.
Exactly, yeah, you know it. If it was Blue Brothers and we're like, Neil, we're getting the band back together, then yes, of course I would. Alpha Leather. I think I would never do this year, and I would never do the year afterwards. I need some time to be normal again, but if you ask me, I'd be there in a heartbeat.
Nice. AD, go on. Would you join the three of us sexual fucking figures over here?
Not a fucking chance. If we were to do it again?
You fucking asshole,
aren't you? The spat went right into my hand.
No, to be honest, I would definitely do it. Definitely. Just for this. Once a month, we get to sit down and have a laugh and talk shit and play some good games in between, really. So, yeah, definitely do it again.
Now, aww. Going by what you've just said, we are allowed to talk to each other and chat shit and Skype each other and play games without doing a stupid fucking challenge of flagellating yeah. ourselves and putting the chastity belt back onto our true. Magnificent fucking penises. So I would say, no, fuck off. I've done fucking two. I'm not doing any more. If you lot want to do another one, you fucking crack on. But I am oot.
No, you'll be there. Year of eight. That's your time. Year of eight.
I'm easily fucking led, mate, to be honest. Everyone knows this. Just give me a fucking any sort of challenge and I'll probably say
you,
yeah.
You still yeah. have the same
game.
You
want to walk to the moon and back on your fucking fingernails? Yeah, go on then. Fuck it.
That's the thing is, you still have the same games you've got now on your list. You've
got 2 years. I would, yeah. I'll probably still not have finished Fallout or Skyrim. Yeah. Fuck it. They're right. Right then, that's the questions complete. I'd like to thank everybody who's given us questions this month. I'd like to really thank everyone who's given us questions throughout the year. It's been free content for us. The questions have always been good. Some of them we've already answered multiple times, but we don't mind doing that. You know, different people listen at different times.
Yeah.
I think the question section has been very popular. Everybody I've spoken to who listens to the show has said they enjoy the questions. They enjoy the way that we answer them, the way we engage with the community. And without the community listening, there'd be no fucking point, would
oh,
there?
Of course
so,
not, no.
Thank you very much to all you guys. I'm going to give you a little golf clap. Just like that. Probably can't hear that. I don't know. I might just mute it out and put a golf clap in there.
Just do a canned laughter from friends or something like that in the background. People will understand.
Okay, I might do that.
Put the Joker klaxon back in as well.
Oh, the Joker klaxon.
I miss the Joker klaxon.
The Joker klaxon is stuff of nightmares, especially for Matt.
Yeah, I know. It's been so long since I heard it.
Have we got anything else to talk about, boys?
I've got one thank you.
Go on.
Because every single month we sit and do this and...
Oh, AD, it's okay. Don't, there's no need to thank me, AD. Honestly, there's no need to thank me.
We then send all of our files over to Jace. Who then does the magic and edits the show and gets it out to you lot. So me, Neil, and Mick and Matt, we wouldn't be able to get this podcast out if it wasn't for you, Jay. So thank you for all your hard work in editing and hosting and all of that shit.
Yeah. Not a problem, dudes. It's been my absolute pleasure. I will take gifts of games and alcohol and sexual favours at any time.
You've already had them.
So you've had games for me.
I didn't have any games to send you, so you're going to start with sexual favours for me, Jace.
Winning.
He'll put those that dress and tights back on for you.
Yeah.
Are you going to pull that out again this year, Matt? I actually want just for an hour on a Friday afternoon at Eurogamer, just come out in the same get up. Have you still got that dress?
I want you to walk around the fucking show with it on.
I've still got the dress and the wig and everything. So yeah, maybe I'll go to the show floor and just wander around there.
Oh mate, I would jump on.
See how many geeks I can turn on.
Hump, dry hump, hump to hump. Honestly, I'd probably do myself some damage. I'd probably like, you know the bit between like we, you know, with the tip of your penis and it joins you, the skin joins your actual penis. I'd rub that out.
Just wore it all away.
Yeah, it'd just be a bloody mess.
I'll set a glory hole up on the show floor.
Yes,
we can answer Dougie's question.
To be year of four, glory hole.
Year of whore.
Yeah, exactly.
Right then, I think we're close to the end. I think we've drunk enough, chatted enough. Should we go around and leave it? Let everyone have their last bits of thoughts before we go? Anybody else got anything else to say, or are we just going to fuck it off?
Yeah, I've got something to say. one, just I know we've probably all said it, but big thank you to everyone who listened and tuned in and downloaded us and broke our bandwidth limits for the November show.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Whilst we enjoy doing it, we would probably have given up if we had no download, so it's all good. I'd like to say thank you to you four, three, and me. Thanks, Sal. Thank you to you three for being such excellent co-hosts. It's been a blast. And also, good luck to Year of Five.
And yes.
I look forward to trolling the fuck out of you throughout the year as I wallow in sweating and spunking everywhere in enjoyment of your misery. So, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah. Nice one, dude. Mic dropped. AD, you got a last message for anyone?
No, just to echo Matt's comments there about everyone who's downloaded and listened. We're probably not the most cohesive foursome for podcasting.
Certainly fucking pre-edit we aren't.
But if you've downloaded, listened, and enjoyed it, then thanks so much. And it's me. I'm out. I'm going off to buy some games.
More
nice. Neil,
games.
Come on. Give us a last little diatribe, because we love it. You'll love Neil's little wandering rants.
Oh, God.
Things to say. Go on.
I've enjoyed this year. I've enjoyed spending my time with everybody, and I've enjoyed the feedback that we've gotten, and to know that people are out there and they kind of care that we're going through shit. So I do appreciate that, and thank you very much. To those people that have said they want us to continue and they want us to kind of carry on talking bollocks, you don't really want that. Honestly, don't ask for stuff like that, because one day we might actually make it happen. We might actually make something regular. But I would like to thank everybody. These guys are amazing, by the way. Every single one of them are fantastic. So it's been a pleasure. And like I said, again, what I've said previously, I would have failed 2 months in if I didn't have the constant threat of piss-taking, actual coming to my house and beating me up from these three. So I've enjoyed every second of it. And, yeah, I can't wait to take the piss out of the next lot. Poor bastards. Poor bastards. So, nice, yeah, no, dudes. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, boys. I'm going to wrap us up then. Let's get this sad music rolling and let's have a bit of reflection over the last year. So you've listened to the Eurosham Challenge for 2016. You've listened to our dulcet tones, our highs, our lows, our misery and our enjoyment over the past 12 months. It's not been easy by any means for any of us. But it has been made special by all of our listeners and all of our camaraderie between us. If you want to keep listening to decent podcasts, then by all means, go and listen to the guys who are doing the Eurosham Challenge 2017. Their first show, their pilot show has been up, and their first main show is going to come up very shortly, I believe. If you want to listen to stuff where people are playing games, you'll be pleased to know some of you that have listened to before to my voice that the Console Ninjas podcast has started again, actually recorded yesterday. So that's going to be there to fill in the gap if you want to hear my voice. Woo! And you will hear these three fucking lunatics on my show at some point over the next 12 months. Whether they like it or whether they fucking do not.
Jason's still got, he's got...
Get that round you, boys.
Exactly. He's got blackmail material, hasn't he, basically? Yeah, that's the reason why he's got it on here. He's got pictures of me with my finger up my bum or something like that.
We've all got those. They're definitely saying... that's all you got to do is Google finger up bum.
That's my business card, isn't it? I don't know.
Standard. I was trying to have a tearful moment there with the fucking sad music on. You sort of putting your fingers up your bum.
Oh,
well,
sorry.
That is quite sad, though, to be fair.
My bum is crying, if that helps.
Right. I'm going to fucking put the sad music back on again now, you arse. And I'm going to say, this is the time when we need to say goodbye. No more shows will come from the Eurosham Challenge 2016. Consider this the mic drop moment.
Bye.
That's me doing a mic drop. I didn't even do domestics. I mean, should I do domestics?
Well, I don't think we need to, do we?
We don't need to do it.
They can't contact us, can they?
No domestics.
It was quite fine. It was quite sad.
How do you finish a show without doing domestics?
the Year of Shame Challenge.
Well, let's get pissed for the next 20 minutes together and have a bit of a chit chat, and let's make some proper fucking outtakes. You fucking slags.
Are we leaving this recording?
Yeah, leave it recording so I can take the piss.
But, well, if we're in the outtake section, I'm going to go and have a lazy wee.
No,
it's called a barren pee, by the way.
Don't talk about me and say mean things while I'm gone.
It's not called a lazy wee, it's called a barren pee.
Baron Von P.
Baron Von P. Actually, just see Matt's arse. Proper see his arse.
Nice. Did he take his trousers down before he even got
to the
park?
Yeah, he just walked off with his ankles.
Around his knees before he even got out of the room.
Dirty bastard.
He's a helper. Well,
I'm going to go and fucking grab a piece of toast because I'm fucking starved. Back in a sec.
Thank God I got that mute button sorted.
Mate, that would have been an absolute nightmare without it. You were coughing and spluttering
I really must buy a toaster because doing toast under the grill shit. Oh, you forget about it.
Jason, are you kidding me?
What?
You're making toast in a grill in the oven.
Yeah. Well, my toaster blew up about 18 months ago.
It's 2016, mate. It's 2016.
I know toasters only cost about £8 as well.
It's 2017.
It's not even.
If it was
17.
If it was 2016, we wouldn't be allowed to buy games.
It's 17. Come on, dude. You can get them in Asda. You can get them in fucking Wilco.
Yeah, I know they're about £8. I know, and I just always forget whenever I'm in the shop, so I'm not thinking about buying toasters.
I will send you £8 through the post in pound coins if it helps.
Won't. I can buy myself a toaster. It's not a problem. Well, just haven't got one. What's up with you, AD? You fucking plague-ridden freak.
I'm cold. There's no work.
Where are you doing the recording in a different room tonight, AD? Where...
In the garden.
No, my missus just moved it around.
Is he gone?
He's gone. He's turned his laptop. That's it. He's got no signal now. Matt's back with some fucking Lamborghini.
What's that? Oh, slag. Intake, outtake. Intake, outtake, whatever. I want to know, what has been your high point of the year? Recording the podcast, being on the challenge, what has been the best bit of this year for you? Because we constantly talk about the lows. We talk about the grind and the fucking awfulness of it all, but what we don't talk about actually, like, the good bits. So, AD, what's been your best bit of this year? I mean, you can't just generalise and say you're talking to us.
No, I think going to kind of one of our meetups and the amount of people who said to me, oh, I'm now playing The Life is Strange, because I'd raved about that game quite early on, and the amount of people afterwards who'd picked up and started playing it based on my experience. That was pretty nice.
That's a good thing about podcasts, and I like that. Yeah. When you know somebody's listened to you and they're like fucking paying attention and take what you say on board.
What about you, Spink? What's been the highlight for you from this year?
Was it Blood Desert Online? For 7 minutes.
Do you know what? I've just got to check.
What, you got a spreadsheet of what when you felt good?
No, yes.
There's a chart.
On my spreadsheet for 2017, I was trying to remember, and I have taken it off. It's not even on that list. I'm done with it. It could fuck off. I'm never going back to it. Highlight for me, because of 2016's highs and lows outside, I think has been our group chat.
Yeah.
Our WhatsApp group has been probably every day there's been at least one little conversation. Some days
we've not had a quiet day. Not fucking one.
No.
Not, I guarantee you, no. Not a fucking one day we've not had some fucking chat on there about some fucking random shit.
And it's still going, and I'm sure it'll stay there for some time to come. And it's just that has been...
Best fucking stay there forever.
Yeah, and that's been good because... If it's a shit day, and I can go on there, either say something stupid and get the piss taken
ask
out of me.
Ask 7,000 questions about something you could easily find out.
Well, let's not get into that. But that for me. Our WhatsApp chat, which no one else is ever going to see. It's our little thing. It's been a real highlight and a godsend at times. So, yeah, that.
I think you're right, though, Matt, because I think I've taken a lot out of that as well. I've enjoyed the kind of the bits and bobs. And to be honest with you as well, I mean, apart from you, Matt, who I've known for a good year or two kind of like beforehand, before I did, it's a highlight for me is getting to know Jason Adie a lot more. Yeah, I know that sounds really kind of a little bit lame, but as a because I've been a community manager with Midlife Gamer for so long, for like 7 years or so now, 6 or 7 years now. I do find that in community Eurogamer and stuff like that, I've got like 30 seconds to spend with everybody, and I literally get to say hello, and I literally get to say how are you, and then most of the time when it's not the Saturday night event, I'm drunk and people are picking me off the floor, kind of thing, because everybody's buying me drinks. And I very rarely get to spend a lot of time out of that core group of people, and which is a horrible thing to admit. But spending time with Jace, especially Jace, because I've known him for a long time but never really got to know him as well, which is weird, and then AD has been a really good big highlight for me, because it's nice to know that outside the kind of circle of friends that you make in the gaming community, that there is actually those people that are there and they support, and they support from the outside going in, that actually they are just as good as I think they are. So it's been a good eye opener for me, and I've really enjoyed it.
Well, funny, the first time I ever met AD was the year that I became a community manager. It was the day I became a community manager, and I was totally out of my depths trying to help out on the party night as best I could. And AD came up to me, made a point of coming up, said, "Hi, I'm AD. We chat a lot on the group. Just wanted to come and say hello." And I was so busy, I was like, "I'm really sorry. Very nice to meet you. I've got to go." And then I felt fucking awful, because he'd made a point to come and say hello. And you're right, you don't... There's people you maybe talk to every day, every week on Facebook, but you don't get to know them. And we've all got to know each other really well. It's been really good. From that slight digression, I don't know if we got your answer to Neil's question. Jace, your highs from the challenge this year?
I think initially my highs were the whole buzz of getting caught up in it again, and giving a new bunch of people to do it with, and as Neil said, you know, getting to know each other a lot better. I think we're all knew each other beforehand, but getting to build that family, because you do have to be a bit of a family to pull each other through this. That's cool. Building that is obviously a massive highlight. Then when things started happening, like the Jokers started coming in, and we'd refine the show a bit, so we had the sections and stuff like that. And then the group chat was building up, and it just became a part of everyday life, the chatting to the team, you know, and that just gives me someone to talk to all the time. It gives me somebody I can direct my fucking anger at or my frustration at and everything whenever I want, and that, what could be better than that, you know?
Yeah, it's true. Right, so we've done the highlights, we've talked about what we got out of this. It's a bit of an outtake, just a bit between the four of us. What piece of advice would you give to people for next year, Spink? Because we've not done this direct advice, have we? We've done little bits like
we have done it. We did it last month.
Did we? Oh, I was far too drunk. But now,
and the month before.
But now,
when we're on the show.
But now, having come out the end of it,
we now we can smell the fresh air of freedom.
We can give the proper advice now, which is like, well, I'm only going to buy a Joker and a gift, but if they bring out this game, I'm going to buy it.
Because
I'm a big fan of that game.
Yeah, so I think what AD was alluding to there, games are games, whether they're collectible items or not, they're still games. And backdoors based on them being collectible items are not within the spirit of the challenge, I would say. And you need to put your thick skin suits on, because the trolling you'll get from certain people that we had along the way can get quite a lot, and you just have to ignore it, because it's all part of the fun.
The thing is about the whole collectible game thing and that, if you're a collector of a thing, a franchise, for example, that's been spanning over 20 years, let's say, for example, and there's not going to be multiple special editions of that coming out through the year, so that, by definition, is your fucking Joker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shit bust. Don't fuck about
that's it. Exactly.
Don't go, oh, I'm having that as to put on the shelf and my fucking Joker. Don't fucking give me that shit.
That's, geez, that's what I was trying to say in the chat, is that...
Of course it was.
It's like, what happens, though, if you that collectible comes along, but you've already spunked your Joker because you've already bought Horizon Zero Dawn?
And, fuck off, mate. These things are known fucking so far. In
exactly. Time. But then, but that's what was mentioned. That was a get-out clause by a particular person, was that, well, if it does come out, because it's not been announced yet, and it is a collection edition, and it's definitely, if it does come out, I will buy it, and I'll just give up my my Joker.
Everything
and I'll give up my game credit.
It's out in a collector's edition, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
The only thing you don't know is what's going to be in that collector's edition. You know that everything of any fucking note, anything that's on the fucking hype train, you name a fucking AAA title that comes out that doesn't have a special edition, be it one with a fucking, I don't know, a fucking radio control car, one with a fucking stupid fucking steel tin, there will be a collector's edition of some description. Or multiple levels of that. Don't fucking give me that.
It just seem a little bit.
What about you then, Neil? What's your bit of advice?
My advice is, remember that it's 12 months. Don't think, oh, I'll bury my head in the sand and this will just pour over me. And because 12 months in the sand is a long time. So think
the chafing,
the scratching of the eyebrows is a motherfucker. Think about what's coming up and think about it properly. And yeah, same as Matt though said, those take it on the chin when criticism comes, which it will come, because you get given a gift that you didn't expect, and somebody gives you a gift at the very beginning of the year or for your birthday. And you state that, actually, yeah, no, in my rules, I'm going to give myself one gift and a Joker. But if somebody out of the blue gives you something and you take it and you get shit on the show, which you will get, and you get shit from the community, which you will get, take it on the chin. Don't get upset about it. Don't be worried about it. You know what you're doing this challenge for. So,
you know what we didn't do, didn't you?
What's that?
I just realised we didn't do the bit I wanted to do, which was to have an overview of how we did over the year. We didn't do that.
Should we do that now?
We can do it now.
What we did in terms of, did we stick to the rules we put out? What kind of little back doors happened? And you know, what extra little things went on?
Yeah, let's do it now. Come on, we're lubed up.
Let's do it.
Let's do this. Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay.
I'm still recording. I'm pretty
so. Sure. Let's go. Shall I go first, Robin?
Yeah, you lead it, mate.
Intro.
Okay, so as far as I can remember, I put myself a Joker down. I didn't expect to get any gifts because I don't really have fucking significant others to give me gifts.
Or friends.
or friends, but really. And that's all I wanted to do. I didn't have a lot of credit to start with, if any at all. In fact, I think I spanked all my credit before we even started. I had about £1.08 on my Xbox from fucking January.
£1.08.
I think I did because I had to buy my new controller just before we started the challenge, didn't I? Which spunked all my fucking Xbox credit. My game credit, sorry. So I bought my Joker, which was nice, Trackmania, which I think I spunked a little bit too early in retrospect. Although I did have many, many good hours with that game and fucking leaderboards were a thing, I haven't gone back to it. So that was a bit fucking sad of me. So I probably spunked that a bit too. I probably should have saved my Joker for Titanfall. And then I'd be at the top of leaderboards all the time now instead of half the time. Then I got to birthday time, September, and I did get a little gift, which was some Xbox credit, 20 quid's worth or something, which then I spent on Rise of Iron when that came out.
Yep. Yes.
So I didn't spend my own money on Rise of Iron, so that counts as that little argument. I had at EGX, Jeremy, J-Dog, gave me the Carmageddon out of the blue. Totally unexpected, which was very nice, and I've had lots of fun with that. And then that was it. That was me until the end of the year.
You've led by example there, Jace. I'm very impressed.
I don't think I've backdoored it anywhere there. I can't think of anything else. If you guys can think of anything else,
I can't think. You were very clean.
I don't think I could think of anything that you kind of shifted left and right onto. I think for myself, I set myself the challenge of one gift, one Joker. I had £35 worth of Xbox credit, and I think I had about 30 kids worth of game credit as well. Obviously, well documented and well piss taken out of, I did get a gift quite early that I didn't expect, which was The Vision, which I really wish didn't turn up, to be honest with you, because it wasn't worth the 25 hours I put into it, 20 hours I put into it.
And it wasn't worth the 50 hours of grief.
Yeah, exactly. I got so much shit for that, and it's just like, okay, yeah, fine, fair enough. You know, but
I mean, the grief was unfounded in retrospect, yeah, but it was fucking
yeah,
funny.
It was. I accept it and I take it on the chin, but I mean, you know, it could have been a whole lot worse. I then got through to my birthday, which is July, and I got No Man's Sky as my actual wanted gift, which I'm still playing to this day. I still enjoy it. And then I spent my Joker on Gears of War 4. And didn't spend my Xbox credit, didn't spend my game credit. They're still there waiting for me. And I've still not spent them even after the 1st of January, to be honest with you, so a bit strange.
Get that shit spent,
I know.
Dude.
I got loads of credit at Christmas as well. I got like Who buys HMV credit, by the way? HMV!
Oh, Stevie got a 10 quid HMV.
Was that your grandma?
No, it was the in-laws. They bought me £25 worth of HMV credit. Fucking hell.
What's the point? That's all like, that's...
You might want to buy a CD, mate.
Yeah.
Who buys CDs? Either like I either buy vinyl.
Do what I do, or
it's Spotify.
All you have to do is
what? Come on, tell me, Jace.
It's me.
Sorry, Abe. Come on.
Sorry, we're just talking each other. Whenever I get that, so I sometimes get vouchers through work. I haven't done last year because they changed the system, but the year before, I'd just go into shops like that and use that 25 quid Argos voucher on a £25. Xbox Live credit and wait for things to be on sale, and then you've got it direct from the dashboard. Simples.
Do HMV sell
and
that
digital
sort of thing?
Too.
I haven't been in HMV since I was 12.
Yeah, I think so.
HMV will sell you the fucking tiles off the ceiling if you want them, mate.
Yeah, true.
Fucking desperate.
It was disgusting.
True. Okay, my journey. So I set myself, same rules as you guys, one gift, one Joker. And I had 40 quid of Steam credit and 50 quid of PSN credit, which I got for Christmas before the challenge. I might have spent my Joker on something in March, which we have spoken about at such length. I don't think we need to revisit that.
What about you got a gift of Firewatch as well, didn't you, from a friend?
Yeah, so I think in April, I got gifted Firewatch by a friend who had a promotional copy of some sort. So it was a zero monetary value copy. Unexpected
makes no
gift.
Difference. Makes no difference,
nope,
by the way.
I know. It was an unexpected gift, which I think we pretty much all had. And I was happy to take that, especially as my birthday is 2 weeks before the end of the challenge. Which was very good. Enjoyed that. Got much more time out of that than my Joker. I then spent my PlayStation credit on No Man's Sky, which wasn't as bad as my Joker mistake. No Man's Sky hasn't really bitten for me, but that said, I did probably put 40, 50 hours into that.
In the first 2 days? So, mate, you played that game. I met up with you online that first week of that game, and we met up online at like 10:30, 11:00, and you would sign off at 4 o'clock in the morning each night.
I got a lot of time.
Don't pretend you didn't enjoy it, because you loved that shit.
I got a lot of time out of it. It was it was just a bit of disappointing in some ways, but it's still on my list of my 2017 list. I'm not my Joker, because I probably will go back to it as they update it. Then I got another gift from my mysterious benefactor of the steering wheel, the racing wheel. And I spent my Steam credit then on Formula One game, which I regret, like my Joker, because I only played
Again, you couldn't rave enough about that when you fucking got it.
No, it was really good, but then I realised how much of a time sink that game is if you want to play it properly. What I will say is that on my wish list for 2017, when it goes in the sale, my steering wheel works with Euro Truck Simulator, and I intend to drive big trucks around the country.
It's always on sale.
Yeah.
That's a great game.
Yeah, and the steering wheel works with that. You can set it up to have big turn and everything, and so I will get my use out of the gift, and thank you, Vimesy, for both of those. And then didn't get any gifts for my birthday, which was sad. Thanks, family, for thinking of me. And then I got a couple of gifts for Christmas. So I got through it okay. There was some controversy regarding my hardware purchase of my PlayStation VR.
Hardware's allowed.
Hardware's allowed. However, there has been certain people in the community who've argued that I've...
Certain person, come on. I don't think it went any wider than one person giving you shit.
It got mentioned on the Year of Five podcast, and I got a lot of shit for it, to be fair.
Fucking
I didn't buy it to get the game.
Year of Five, look, I've started something new, haven't I? We need to change this shit. Is the Year of Shame Year Five? They did give you some crap. They did.
They gave me a lot of shit on the show, which I'm happy to take on the chin, but I don't agree with it because I didn't buy it for that game. That game happened to come with it because it was the only stock available in the country. I played it a bit. They can fuck off. I've got PSVR now. Lots of people haven't because there's still hardly any stock. And I forgot to mention that the one other game I bought after Christmas, after the challenge ended, was Batman Arkham VR thing. Haven't played it yet. I'm saving that one up when I've got a couple of hours to myself in the dark room and I can be Batman. I think I got through it okay.
I love the fact that one of the highlights for me is that when I was with you at Eurogamer, Matthew, we put you into that VR for the demo. We got you into
it. And I said, it's shit.
It is absolutely shit. I hate it. It's not as... I don't want this. This is crap. I was tempted, but I'm not tempted no more. And then as soon as it got released, you jumped on the biggest bandwagon known to man. Well done.
Do you know what? I think it's going to pay off because I've had a lot of good fun in just with the demos that I've got. I haven't actually got any full games other than Eve. I have played...
And Batman. Batman's a full game.
Huh?
Batman's a full game, isn't it?
Batman is, yeah, no, that's what I mean. I didn't have, but now I've got Batman. It's only 2 hours long, but apparently it's really good. I'm going to get Tethered, which AD I know loves. That's really good. And I've just enjoyed watching other people use it as well. Okay, so that just leaves AD's journey then.
Yeah, I think mine's quite simple, really. No kind of major purchases outside this challenge. I think I went in with about £18 worth of Xbox credit, which I used quite quick on Rocket League, which was well worth it at the time. Birthday came round in August, and I got No Man's Sky, which, considering the fact that that's now with Jace, that probably tells you what you need to know about that game. and then I went for my Joker with Titanfall 2. And that's about it for my year, really. Stuck to the rules. There was one point in the year I did buy a new Xbox console, but sold the old one and sold the games that came with it, so I didn't gain anything there. And that's me, really.
Straight as a die.
Fucking easy as that, mate. Simples. Simple. See, I think we've all done really fucking well. I think we've all been really fucking strong. Nobody had a fucking mysterious lottery friend. Nobody just went, oh, fuck it. I'm not going to fucking miss
it. It's National First Person Shooter Day.
Even as much as, I think about June, July, I stated shit bust that I would not miss the launch day of Titanfall 2. I would not fucking miss it for the fucking world. I was perfectly happy to fail the challenge for that. And believe me, I came fucking close to pressing that button that many, many times. I got my phone there and I got the fucking store up on my phone. I'm like, No. I've got to do some work.
Were you worried that we just take?
Shall I?
Were you worried that we take the piss out of you? What was the fear? Was it we'd take the piss out of you, or it would just be known that you'd failed?
I think it was. I didn't want to be the first. I didn't want to be seen to be weak. Because I will always rise to a challenge. So that is what spurred me on, is the fact that, yes, I'm going to get shit off you lot, but I could deal with that because you give me shit anyway. People give me shit
all the time.
But being a failure in a challenge that I've set myself, I don't do that. If I set myself a challenge, I fucking complete it, whatever it may
be. Exactly.
Yeah. Cool.